the processional hymn 102, Name of All Majesty. Welcome, everybody, to our service on this Sunday before Lent, when we focus particularly on the transfiguration of our Lord. We follow the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse us from our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty Father, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us grace to perceive his glory, that we may be strengthened to suffer with him and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book Exodus, chapter 34, beginning at verse 29. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke with them. Afterwards, all the Israelites came near, and he gave them a commandment that all the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, the Israelites would see the face of Moses, that the skin of his face was shining. And Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 3, beginning at verse 12. Since then, we have such a hope, we act with great boldness, not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the people of Israel from gazing at the end of the glory that was being set aside. But their minds were hardened. Indeed, to this very day, when they hear the reading of the Old Covenant, that same veil is there, since only in Christ is it set aside. Indeed, to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Therefore, since it is by God's mercy that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the same shameful thing that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn 205, Christ upon the Mountain Peak. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 9, beginning at verse 28.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, But since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some words from today's Gospel reading, St. Luke chapter 9, verse 35. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." The story of the transfiguration of Jesus gives four words beginning with the letter A that can help thinking about what the experience meant both for the disciples and what it can mean for people now, like you and me. And the four words are appearance, accomplish, awake, and alone. Appearance, accomplish, awake, and alone. And the first word is appearance. St. Luke chapter 9, verses 28 and 29 says, "Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white." It must have been an extraordinary moment. After the long climb over rough ground, after looking around and seeing nothing but a rocky and barren place, after feeling they were far from anywhere in the most inhospitable place they could have imagined, everything is suddenly changed. The remote and empty place becomes a special place. How often have you been through moments like the disciples? Rocky times, barren times, times when life is dull and unexciting, when you feel that you are very far from the interesting things in life, when other people seem to be having excitement and success, while you just trudge along, as it were. The story of the transfiguration, the sudden change in the appearance of Jesus, is a reminder that God may do things when you least expect them, if people lived each day in the expectation that they might encounter God. How different would everyday lives seem? The appearance of Jesus changed. Every day there should perhaps be an expectation that something unexpected will happen. The second word is accomplish. The story continues in verses 30 to 31. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish
at Jerusalem. Jesus, Moses, and Elijah are speaking of what Jesus will accomplish in Jerusalem. The disciple from whom St. Luke hears the story realizes the significance of the conversation, but not until after the resurrection of Jesus. At the time, they have heard, but not listened. They have not accepted what it is Jesus will accomplish. If they had listened, then their behavior would have been very different in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night when Jesus was arrested. Moses, Elijah, and Jesus spoke of what Jesus would accomplish. But like Peter, James, and John, how often do people still fail to listen? The good news is that people have been given new life through the death and resurrection of Jesus. This is something that they find difficult. Most people prefer the idea that Christianity is about their own preferences, their own ideas, their own beliefs, instead of faith being about the death and resurrection of Jesus. It becomes about the church and about all the disagreements and the disputes and the divisions that go with church life. Do people too often behave as though Jesus did not accomplish all that was necessary? And the third word is awake. Verse 32 says, "Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him." It has been a hard walk. They are probably hungry and thirsty. They want to rest, just to close their eyes and to escape the weariness for a while. It took an effort to keep their eyes open. They must have pondered afterward what a moment they would have missed if they had slept. Peter wants to hold on to this moment, to build shelters for Jesus and his companions. A reaction that was unrealistic but shows his desire not to let the moment pass. Then they see the extraordinary sight and become terrified as a cloud covers them. Verse 35 says, "Then from the cloud came a voice that said, 'This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him.'" They see and hear because they have stayed awake. Trying to be a Christian is wearisome at times, particularly when most of the world does not seem to want to hear what Christians have to say. It is easy to feel weighed down. There is little or no encouragement from the world, and at least sometimes, very little from the church. It is easy just to close one's eyes to all that is taking place, to forget all that Jesus has said to his people. But if people turn away from God's world, they can miss what he is saying to the world. It is important for people to keep their eyes open. It is important to stay awake to hear what God may be saying. And the final word is alone. St. Luke writes in verse 36, "When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. Jesus was standing there alone, and the disciples realize that the experience is not about Moses and Elijah. It is not about what they had seen or heard. It is not about whether they had been dazzled or terrified. It is about this man, Jesus. He stands alone, a foreshadowing of the way he will stand alone in Jerusalem. On that Friday, when Jesus stood alone before the powers of this world, did Peter, James, and John think back on those moments on that mountainside? Jesus was found alone. And the Christian faith should always be in Jesus alone. How many hymns do people sing? How many prayers do they say that declare their faith in Jesus? Yet when people look at the church, do they see people whose faith is in Jesus, or do they see people whose beliefs are about their church, their community, their tradition? Does Jesus disappear behind all the other things that people seem to think are necessary to being a Christian? Or is the faith in the Jesus who stands alone? Appearance, accomplish, awake, and alone. Four words to ponder in the season of Lent that is about to begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Page 205, we affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, who was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. While he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Lord Jesus, as we pray to you this morning, help us to know the glory of your presence among us, and to see more clearly the beauty of your holiness.
Lord, in your mercy. Suddenly they saw Moses and Elijah talking to him. Lord Jesus, you are the fulfillment of the law and the prophets of Israel, and in you the hopes and fears of all people are met. Give us grace to receive from you all that we need for today and the coming week. Bring rest and refreshment when we're exhausted, hope and faith when we're despondent and doubt you, and the assurance of your love and forgiveness when we're overwhelmed by our own weaknesses and failures. Inspire your church today with a renewed vision for your glory, so that we and all your people may walk as children of light and, by your grace, reveal your presence in the world. Lord, in your mercy. To Jesus are given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. Lord Jesus, we pray for you, for the life of this nation, with its joys, its sorrows, and its wrongdoing. We pray for all those who are involved in the administration of justice. Give wisdom to all those who are in authority over others, especially members of the police service, those who sit in judgment, prison and probation officers, and those who support the victims of crime. We pray for all who walk in the darkness of crime, whether as perpetrators or as victims living in the shadow of the wrong done to them. Reveal among them your glory and power to bring resurrection and new life out of even the deepest evils and sufferings. Lord, in your mercy. They saw his glory and heard a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." Lord Jesus, as we go about our daily routines this week, help us to see your glory in the people we work with, our neighbors and friends, and in those we fear or find hard to get on with. In all your conversations, help us to listen carefully, not only to what others are saying, but also to what you are saying in each encounter. We pray for the young people of our community who are at school or college. Keep them in safety and be a strengthening presence in those families where the pressures of school or college life bring difficulties in coping and put additional strain on relationships. Lord, in your mercy. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Lord Jesus, you know that it is to experience the joy and wonder of God's presence, and then to go down to the depths of despair and to suffer rejection and pain. In a moment of silent prayer, we give thanks for your compassion and bring to you the needs of those who are in our thoughts and hearts today. Help them and us to know that you are with us when we descend from the mountaintop, and that although your presence may be hidden from us, you are still there with the power to bring comfort and healing of body, mind, and spirit. Lord, in your mercy. They appeared in glory. Lord Jesus, we remember those who are now with you in your eternal glory, as we rejoice in the fellowship of those who now see the fullness of that glory. Be with us in our journey and transform our lives with the promise that you will grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise as we say the words you yourself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. The same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Gracious Lord, of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body. Hear us. Amen. Christ will transfigure our human body and give it a form like that of his own glorious body. We are the body of Christ. We share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn 431, we omit verses 3 and 4. Omitting verses 3 and 4, Lord enthroned in heavenly splendor. Thank you. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. We follow the First Communion prayer on page 209. At the appropriate time, the words of the Holy, Holy, Holy may be found in the inset at the back of the prayer book. Let us pray. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose divine glory shone forth upon the holy mountain before chosen witnesses of his majesty, when your own voice from heaven proclaimed him your beloved Son. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Of Christ, keep you in eternal. feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Items for the food bank may be left in the church or hall porch following the service, either today or next Sunday. Tomorrow night, Monday, due to unforeseen circumstances, the meeting of the Select Vestry scheduled to take place will not now be held. Members will be advised as soon as possible of a rescheduled date. This coming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. At 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, there will be a penitential service, and I commend this short service to you as a very suitable and appropriate observance at the beginning of the penitential season of Lent. That's 7:30 on Ash Wednesday evening. Also on Wednesday at 8:15, the bowling club meets in the hall. Sunday next is, of course, the first Sunday in Lent, which we observe as Church Missionary Society Sunday. There will be family service at 10 o'clock. The preacher will be Mrs. Jenny Smith, the Mission Director of the Church Missionary Society of Ireland. This will be followed by light refreshments in the parochial hall in support of CMSI. These will be hosted by the Sunday school teachers, as in past years. So, given the effort they make and the trouble they go to, I hope that many will come out next Sunday and go across to the hall for tea, coffee, scones, etc. Now, looking a bit ahead, there are a number of events. First of all, on Thursday, the 13th of March, there will be a concert given by Bailey's Mills Accordion Band. That will be in the Island Centre in Lisburn. Saturday, the 15th of March, at 10 a.m., from 10 a.m., there will be a big breakfast hosted by the Larchfield Community Development Association. And that will take place at 2 Glebe Road, the Orange Hall. And on Saturday week, that's Saturday the 16th of March, that is the eve of St. Patrick's Day, we will observe the patron saint of this country by at our service at 10 o'clock, which will be parish communion. The next meeting of the Wednesday Club, that will take place on the 19th of March, Wednesday the 19th of March, Trevor Hill will give a presentation on the Hillsborough Fort Guard. other events taking place in coming weeks and months, and notice will be given of them in due course. May I mention that unfortunately, in the after effect of recent storm damage, some of the lead sheeting on the roof is now misplaced and is hanging over the main entrance to the church. In the interest of safety, would you please leave the church this morning by the side exit? Yesterday was St. David's Day. So, as a gesture of solidarity with the people of Wales on their national weekend, we sing the hymn 647, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Guide me.